Sam Roberts Band will help kick off the first annual Lake Town Rock Festival Friday, May 19th. Sam, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes with me today.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm well. You?
Fine, thanks, man.
Saw you at the Junos. That was nice. Looked like you were having some fun there.
Yeah, I'm just almost over it.
That much fun, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess you've learned how to deal with it. You're no stranger to that. 14 years worth of records, 6 Junos. What is it now? 5 Much Music Video Awards. Allow me to say, well done, sir.
Thank you very much. But as for the hangovers, it's an occupational hazard.
Yes,
I think that's where you're...
I've heard that. I still remember the gate. The record company guy came over here, and we all piled in his car, and he cranked the gate up full, and we just staggered out of that car. That was an amazing experience, and I guess it's been all uphill since then.
Yes, it has been. We're still clinging to the slope for dear life.
Yeah. Terraform is a mighty fine album, and we're talking about figurative terraforming here, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it could be both, but I think the intention was certainly to, take the whole idea of, you know, restarting your life or rebuilding your life, rather than going full on science fiction. Although the science fiction part of it's always really interested me too. So I'm not going to say it's completely devoid of science fiction elements, but certainly the whole idea that you can go out and take something that seems to be irreparably damaged and start over. And I think we've learned that along the way, certainly as musicians, that you can never just assume that you've arrived at your destination, that there's always something that needs to be fixed. There's always something that needs to be reimagined and re-envisioned. And it's up to you to sort of have, I guess, the fortitude or the courage to acknowledge that when you face it and go forward from there.
You tracked it at the tragically hip secret underground lair in Kingston, and things being what they are, was there a little bit of poignancy floating around in the air there?
The current situation, I guess, notwithstanding, that place is always a meaningful studio to make music in, especially knowing that the Hits wrote so much of their music there and recorded so many great records there. It's kind of in the walls, it's in the carpets, it's in the floors, and certainly, you know, almost in the equipment itself. You can feel the spirit of it there. So any chances I think a band gets to tap into that kind of that kind of legacy, I guess, and have it find its way into your own music, your own songs, it's an amazing experience. And certainly the way things are these days, especially, it just sort of, you know, again, makes you just take everything, you know, something special. Every chance you get to make a record is a special time, and I think we were all very appreciative of that fact that we had another chance to do it.
One of my favorite tracks is Fiend, which is all uppercase. Is that an acronym?
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, I think I've reinvented it about 20 times. Instead of just having it with a capital F, meaning it's, you know, you've got a really bad case of it, you know, I figured if you capitalize every single letter, that takes it to the next level.
Shouting always gets the message across.
That's for sure. Another day, try to get it right.
Carousel, almost lifelike. Take the unicorn, I'll take the motorbike. gave up everything we paid for. It can never fade, even if it changes. Live another day, remember what you give for. Turn another page, buy a different name. The story is the same, you're everything I live for.
This is 100.3 The Cure with Fiend from the new Sam Roberts Band album, Terraform. A bit of a preview of what we'll hear at Lake Town. Have you visited the Lake Town Ranch venue yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm looking forward to it. I actually ran into a band from out that way over the weekend, the Juno weekend, and they painted it out to be a real sort of paradise on earth.
It's the biggest permanent outdoor stage in the Great White North. I mean, it's like a football field up there. So if you get the urge to jump around, you're going to have plenty of space to do it.
I'm looking forward to it, really. I mean, spring's been slow coming to eastern Canada. So I've been sort of thinking ahead to the summer that lies in front of us and certainly getting out. Anytime we get a chance to go to the island, it's a great time for my bandmates and myself, so can't come soon enough.
You're welcome here anytime. Travel carefully, and we'll see you in just over a month.
All right, looking forward to it. Yeah, it's basically going to be the kickoff of the whole summer for us, so hope you guys are ready, because we're coming guns blazing.
Yeah, baby. Thanks for your time, Sam.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Sam Roberts Band play the Lake Town Rock Festival Friday, May 19th. That kicks off a long weekend, just jam-packed with some of the most legendary names in Canadian rock. Grab your ticket info on the concerts page at theq.fm, and here's more from the Sam Roberts Band, The Gate, on 100.3 The Q.
Sea of fears in this broken mirror of a city.
saw black clouds and touring trials and a smell of a failing empire. It's all concrete and steel and asleep at the wheel and a man's just a gun for hire. Better run.